Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and good morning to you, Neil. Sorry we are late this morning. We had some problems connecting online, so we are broadcasting the old-fashioned way here. The sound's not going to be as good, but we are on the air and glad to be here continuing our discussion on perceiving and translating messages from the astral realm. Thanks to all our callers in the queue. Several members I don't recognize. I'm not sure if it's a lapse in my memory or if you're actually new callers. If you are new callers, we get to your calls about 15 to 20 minutes after the show begins. And I know a couple people dropped probably because they thought we were a little too late. Maybe there was a scheduling error. But if you're listening, we are on the air. So we welcome your calls, 914-338-0164. We also invite you to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. And 562-596-7818 is the number to call for a longer conversation than the radio show can accommodate. So where were we in our last episode, Neil, where we left off in terms of this
conversation
we were having?
I don't recall. Do you have any recollection?
Well, we were talking about perceiving and translating messages from the astral realm, as the title suggests. I think we were talking, you know, the last thing we were talking about is whether someone's going to have a predominant sense in terms of when they begin to develop a communication with the other side, if there's going to be a sense that predominates visual or audio. But what you were saying is, you know, I think once that connection is established, their senses aren't going to make a difference in terms of...
Well, when you're...
You know, have a stronger sense of smell than, you know,
yeah,
hearing, for instance.
If you're going to attempt to communicate with spirits or guides or get messages from people who have crossed over, the idea here is that you're going out to the field. You want to know that the energies you're getting are from another realm. So it's kind of like the field theory in a way, creatively speaking. And so if you're getting a message from something other than yourself, even if that happens to be your higher self, you're getting a message from another source, you assume that it's coming from the field, meaning the wilderness, meaning the astral field, the astral realm. So what you have to do is you have to do, in my estimation, a field theory, which means that if you're getting a message, check it out in the field. If you feel like you perceive something about someone, question them about what you've perceived and see if there's any validation or confirmation. If you're getting a message about the future or something happening, wait to see if it transpires. These are the field theory elements in my mind that you check out. When I'm doing a reading, and I'm getting a message from the other side, I'll ask maybe the person that I'm directly relating to whether there's anything connected to the message I'm getting.
Right.
If there is, then that's the idea that your message is coming from the field, from the other side. So one of the aspects of testing your own abilities in the psychic realm is to see if your messages repeatedly have validation when you seek the source that it's connected to.
Right. So it's a trial and error kind of situation.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's one way of determining the line between your own imagination, which may or not be accurate, even if it isn't spirit inspired, and an actual message from a spirit or a guide that is actually speaking to you. Sometimes it's hard to tell. In my early years when I was doing this, I had trouble deciphering, was that myself thinking the thought, or did I actually hear something? And what I chose to do was, I did the field theory, and I had plenty of years now to work it through. But shy of that, what I was also doing was seeing if it checked out as true. I discovered the source of chakras, so I started to try to see if it connected to any feeling of a chakra I had, if there was anything in my body that felt different when I was getting the message. Sometimes that's hard to tell because we can make ourselves feel something.
Feel sensation.
So that's
sure.
Not always a reliable plan. One of the best plans is the field theory itself. Just check it out and see if it,
right,
if
but then
it
that
repeatedly
would be,
is accurate.
Right, that would... people would need to start giving readings, I mean, maybe with their friends and family on a non-paid basis. Because so often what happens is that people who have psychic ability, I mean, I think we all have psychic ability, but people that may have a little more than the average person go out there and start doing readings, and unfortunately they haven't refined their skills enough, even though they may have more potential than the average person. And when the skills aren't refined, then you give inaccurate information.
And don't take anything And don't take anything too small a level. If I'm reading somebody, and I oftentimes people come to me for a personal reading. As soon as they walk in the door, I'll say, "Oh, did you have a glass of milk? Did you just eat a candy?" I'm not smelling anything. I'm getting a vibration of something. They go, "Yeah, I just."
Right, and I know I picked up migraines on people that have walked in the door with no other clue, but their energy.
Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily, I'll check it out to see if it leads me anywhere serious, but if it doesn't, I'm just assuming I'm connecting. I'm starting to connect to the person, and it's on a very slight, crude level, and then from there it gets deeper. But sometimes when you're getting a message, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a great deep meaning behind it. It just simply means that you're starting to connect to the person. Now, that isn't a message from another source. So the difference between getting a message from another source and then just being a psychic or an intuitive, you can be a psychic and an intuitive and not get any messages from anybody. You can just get vibrations from people and have the uncanny ability to translate it accurately because your brain can formulate the vibration into an image or a situation. I've had people come to me, and as soon as they walk in and they sit down, I just say, "Oh, you just broke up with somebody." But they didn't say anything. They didn't look depressed. They just said, "Yeah, that's why I'm here." But it isn't because I'm thinking, well, maybe they're here because of a breakup. I'm actually getting a vibration that's telling me that. Now, that's different from a spirit telling me.
Right. And then there's, not only the personal interactions where you're doing readings, but in your own environment when things will occur, sounds or smells.
Yeah. In our own environment. We're working together and when we're working together, Kristen and I, we have generated the energy field around us. So we constantly have interactions from the spirit world, which I'm sure you, Kristen, didn't experience before. Not
I
to
didn't.
That degree.
I actually did not. I mean, yes, I had psychic abilities that were unrefined, but as far as spirit interactions, alien interactions, I mean, never saw a UFO in my life before I met you, but, these things now occur with regularity. The other thing I was going to mention was the other night, remember when that smell, we had that smell occur. Now, because I am, I've been at this 4 years as opposed to your 40 professional years of being a psychic, I'm getting messages from the other side, but my ability to translate them is not totally refined. I'm working on that. I mean, it's a work in progress. So,
and just, you see, where you had, I was thinking about this yesterday, where you had that scent, that smell, and I smelt it too.
No, you didn't, I mean, initially, remember?
Yeah,
but you did it.
And then I had it later.
Then you had it later.
That area later was the area where you had kind of an accident hitting your head on something.
Oh, yeah.
So there's, you see, sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Is that what it was? See, because I don't, we haven't
discussed that. Yeah, I forgot to share that with you.
We'll have to.
But you see, the energy fields, our energy fields can be arranged in such a way, and this happens with any psychic or intuitive, where you're going to get a vast range of spirits that come in. Indeed, some can be angels, some can be great spiritual guides. You can have all kinds of great things come in.
You can also get darker.
But you can also get darker energy. It doesn't matter who. I mean, you could be Christ and get a dark energy around you. You know, I mean, dark energies do not enter a area just because you're a person of light or a good intention. Us people who work in the light and for the betterment of humankind are prone to have encounters with darker spirits.
And that's what's so weird, because you're right. It was on my side of the room, that smell. And remember, I had identified it. I was like, it was the most annoying, strange smell. And I said, it smells like crayons or something in here. And then remember, we saw when we were on the internet, on Facebook, a post about crayons, which is very subtle, but that was a connection as well, because you said, you just said crayons, which is not a word I use on a regular basis. I don't have children. We don't have children.
They can't help it. Spirits will often come into a realm, since we're talking about spirits and how to perceive, and have a scent around them. And sometimes it's a very annoying scent.
It was hurting. I mean, it was congesting me. It was actually hurting my throat and my nose.
Yeah, I later detected a scent that made me very nauseous. So spirits can accompany. Now, you say to yourself, if these spirit energies necessarily don't have bodies, how do they emit an odor? Well, when their energies are manifested and move into the physical realm, there's a transformation of energy. So a foul spirit can have, as it permeates into the physical realm, a foul smell.
Right.
That's why, we tend to think, oh, there's a cold chill or I smell something. Because you're not really, they don't smell that way from the other side. But when their energy manifests into the physical realm, it becomes that odor. So, that's one way. But I don't know. Sometimes when you're dealing with these darker spirits, they are somewhat attracted to the light. Well, I sometimes use the analogy of moths being attracted to the light. Not that moths are evil.
Oh, Galashade.
Yeah. but what they're attracted to the light because they oppose the light. They're drawn to it. They're drawn into conflict. Usually, darker spirits are restless spirits. They're not peaceful, calm spirits. They're restless. So restless spirits are akin to conflict, opposition. They look for it. They feed on it. They have to have it. It's almost like a wild animal has to have the kill. It's the blood. It's the kill that makes the
They got the blood.
Yeah,
they
you bump your head, it's what happened.
Well, luckily, I have an eye today. I was 2 inches away from knocking that out completely.
Yeah. And unfortunately, spirits can activate that. Of course, it can just be an accident.
Mm-hmm.
It can just be a physical accident, no meaning behind it, no ill intent. But when energy is accompanied by a sense of something otherworldly, when you have the ability to perceive that energy, but it's not unlike anyone on who is not a psychic saying, I don't feel good about this place, let's leave. I mean, how many people have said that without saying, there's an evil spirit here, or there's, it's just the vibe here doesn't feel right. And that's the first obvious signal as to how we as human beings perceive an environment that isn't safe. Sometimes it's a vibe, sometimes it's just the appearance of a place or the people who are in it.
And what's notable, Neil, is that the smell occurred two nights in a row, and the next day after the first night, I cleaned everything in the room. I vacuumed, dusted, because I thought, is this something that's just, you know, I thought maybe, I did say I thought it was a spirit, but I cleaned anyway, and then I didn't have that sense, and then it was about 8:30 at night where it came back.
Yeah.
Now, since then, it hasn't happened. I had the accident that night.
No,
or 3 a.m.
Well, in the awareness of it, I rolled my sleeves up, and together we got rid of it, but you know, I mean, it's like sage.
I kept my sleeves unrolled.
You kept your, it's like sage. You can back it off for a while, but the clearance of an evil entity or a darker, ominous entity or an entity of ill intent sometimes demands a little bit more work than just clear, you know, it's like calling in a Terminator or something, you know, this spray isn't working. And the guy goes, no, that's not going to work. You need the industrial license spray that, you know, you can only get a certain way. And,
right.
And
well, you don't kill a spirit with a knife.
No.
So, I mean, it's difficult to work in the astral realm with physical tools.
But shortly, yes. And shortly, it all comes down to how we perceive things, whether we're perceiving them through our physical faculties, which most of us are able to do to some extent, from the obvious to the more ominous or subtle forms of energy, as opposed to how we perceive energies through our more subtle complexes, meaning our astral elements, our chakras, our third eye. Those are still instruments that we are in occupation of in terms of the human body, where we can understand these things. And then ultimately, to get to not just the presence of a good or evil spirit, but to hear messages, signals, suggestions of energy that can really help other people.
Okay, we've got to get to our callers, Neil. And our first is 347, then 518. 618 is third, and 404 is our last. That's the current lineup. 347, good morning.
Hi, hello.
Hi, who's this?
I have a question. This is Latima.
L-A-T-I-M-A?
Yes.
Oh, I got it right. Yay. Okay, Latima, where are you? You're calling from Florida. Is this Florida, 347?
No, it's New York.
Oh, New York. Okay, sorry.
Well, it's okay.
And what's your birthday?
7/16/92.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
Y'all was just speaking of, you know, like bad spirits and stuff like that. And sometimes I feel like I have them on my back when I'm trying to proceed and do something in life. It's just like the opposite happened. Like it's something bad that happened. Like every time I'm trying to go for an apartment, something bad happened. I'm trying to finish school, something bad happened. I want to know, do you see like any negative energy around me?
Hmm.
Well,
maybe it's
some,
just in my head.
Well, I don't know, Latima. There is some element in your birth date numbers, especially in the 92, which has an 11 in it, which indicates that you might be prone to a little bit of darkness in your life. I'm just curious, was there any darkness in your early family life, any alcohol, any problem with abuse, any divorces in the family, divisions? Did you come from a troubled background?
Yes, I came from a troubled background. Both my parents was like fighting and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's a certain karmic quality to how you entered the world into that environment, which we have to get into the theory of past lives and what you've gone through in your past lives to bring this stage to bring this element into your stage of your life now. And a lot of times people who are followed or haunted by bad luck or creepy energies and things that they're not quite comfortable with, it amounts to some past life activity. And if indeed you ever had a past life where you dealt with darker energies, not that you would today, but if you did in a past life and they aren't resolved, they'll be attracted to your soul in your body and recognize that at one point you dealt with these things. Also, Latima, if you've ever dealt with the occult or ever indulged in certain kinds of drugs.
Even tarot cards, if they're not, you know, constraining
tarot cards,
something.
Ouija boards. There's certain things you've been around somebody who was into those things, someone who was into the occult, the dark side of the occult, or someone who was into anything dark. That could be oftentimes if your chakra system isn't really deeply in defense mode, you can pick up energies. If you go to a dark place, you know, bad energy, you can absorb that energy. So there's so many different things that can go on. Do I think you're an evil person? Or no, I don't get that vibe at all from you. Do I think that because of your life conduct you're attracting these things? No. But do I think there's something around you? Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm a psychic, so I'm sensing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that it's scary. You know, I mean, we were talking in our discussion, Latima, that, you know, even Christ had energies. You know, he saw the devil. And so what? So you see things. So there's things around you. The matter is, is it dangerous? Is it doing any danger to you? What has it really done to harm you, these experiences?
I had seen dark shadows. In my dreams, sometimes it's hard for me to wake up. I used to have it. It used to be hard for me to wake up from my dream. I'm trying to wake up, and my eyes is, like, closed really tight. And I'm, like, screaming, like, to move, and I feel so stiff. And one time, it was a man, like a shadow, a figure of God. He was standing over me. And, like, in my dream, no lie, this is what I seen. I seen myself, my soul, running back from the guy on the back. Like, I was screaming. Like, you know, trying to run away. And he was just, like, right above my head, just, like, looking down at me.
Yeah, that's easily explained. When you sleep, your astral body leaves your sleeping body. And when your astral body leaves your sleeping body, anybody sleeping in bed is prone to have dark energies to play havoc with their sleeping body. It's like you leave your house and you know, bad people are trying to break into your home. Well, when you astral project, Latima, your body is very vulnerable to energy. And of course, sometimes what you're seeing is your consciousness is aware of these entities, and as your astral body comes back into your sleeping body, you actually encounter them. It's like coming home and seeing somebody lingering around your home trying to break in. You're aware that there's energies there. It's pretty normal because the spirit world is densely populated with these entities, and they really can't do too much damage. You don't run into too many of them that can do damage, but they're aggravating. And what you need to do is you build a better defense of your energy field. That means before you go to bed, put out prayer. You know, now I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. You know, that kind of thing.
That's so weird, Neil, because I was thinking of that prayer last night. That is bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must have been picking up on something.
Yeah. And so, Latima, I mean, you know, there's ways to do that. There's ways to fortify your energy field so that when you're asleep, they're not going to want to be around you because you're vitamin fortified with energy. So think of spirituality more, prayer more, being in the light. Don't feed into the fear.
Okay, Latima.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hopefully that helps.
That was helpful. Yeah, I did.
Glad to hear it. Okay, and Latima can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Join us on Facebook and on Twitter. And our next caller, 518. So everybody in the queue, as I said, we have another caller that follows the three next callers, and that's 860. We're going to be getting to your call shortly, but everybody, please keep your place in line because we have time for all of you today. 518.
Hi, yes.
Good morning.
My name is Melissa. How you doing?
Hi, good, Melissa. How are you?
Could be better.
Oh, sorry to hear it. What's your location and birthday, please?
Albany, New York. Birthday is 10/28/70.
10/28/70. What's going on?
I lost my job today, so I'm just wondering if I'm going to find something better.
Oh, wow. Were you laid off or fired? What happened?
I was fired.
That never feels
good. But it wasn't a right fit for me anyway, so I knew it was coming.
That's always yucky.
Just curious, were there any females that were always on your back or any female in particular that didn't like you?
I worked with all females, and they were on my back, but it just wasn't right fit for me. The organization I was working at, their life revolved around work. Work came first before anything else, and I saw that, and I don't want that for myself.
Yeah. Well, let me see, Melissa. There's a reason why I said the female. Was there a female on your back? And then your response was, it was all females at work. So to me, what I take from that, my interpretation from that, is that, and it wasn't a right fit for you, this was a ill-formed female tribe. In other words, sometimes we come back to the planet from past lives, mm-hmm. and we find that we are suddenly in a tribal zone, which can be a job zone, and we don't fit in. But the idea of not fitting into a tribe is as old as history, even to the point of the ugly duckling that was a swan that didn't fit into the tribe of ducks. We a fairy tale example. But we sometimes are ostracized from the tribe in our past lives because we did something wrong or a taboo. And the members come back and formulate, even congregate again in maybe a job situation. So you're right about that. You had a karma of not fitting into the tribe, but yet you belonged to the tribe, but you didn't fit in. So it was a tribe you belonged in. That's why you were there. The fact of not fitting in and being ostracized and then fired, however, your heart wasn't in the job anyway, so you weren't happy, so it kind of played off. I have a feeling, I'm going to tell you something, Melissa. It's symbolic to begin with, but there's something about art decoration, art design, something about color design that I'm getting about you. First of all, does that make any sense to your life?
No, it's not really creative.
I get it. I understand, because I was sensing it might be symbolic. Have you ever been connected to anyone who had creative art design talents?
Well, I have siblings who are creative and talented.
Okay.
So it's a yes.
And of those siblings, did any of them ever play a musical instrument, however short in time?
No. Well, maybe one for a little bit, but mostly creative and like sewing and artistic stuff like that.
Okay, I get it. I understand. Well, because these readings are brief, I can feel in my brain where I'm trying to go with you. What I'm going to do is you're going to be getting a job within 3 weeks. Within three weeks, you'll land a job. What was the what was your position that you were fired from? What kind of work were you doing?
I was doing payroll, processing payroll.
Okay. Before you said payroll, I felt a bank around you. So bank, payroll, they're kind of, they link hands a little bit, payroll, bank, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So I'm going to here's what I'm getting, the best thing I can do for you on the phone today. You're going to be working. You'll find a job, I believe, within 3 weeks. So keep looking. It will be a better fit. The people there will be better, and you'll just feel better about it. The job, I suspect the job will at least grant you a year employment and probably longer. But, you'll be there like a year and think, okay, this feels okay. And that's what I'm getting right now. In regard to your position, the payroll that you were doing, what kind of business was it?
It was a large organization with 9,000 employees. They make computer chips.
Okay. So that's basically, I think within 3 weeks you're going to be finding a position. And so I'm not too concerned. I'm getting where you're coming from. The idea that you just fit into a bad tribe is a karmic situation that you went through that can have more elaborate explanation to it. But suffice to say, if you're worried about work, you lost your job, you've been fired, I believe you're going to be getting work within 3 weeks. Just keep looking.
Okay, good luck, Melissa.
Okay. Thank you.
Let us know what happens. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so we've got several callers, Neil. We're going to get to all of you. Want to direct people to our article, Neil?
Yeah.
Forgot to announce that earlier today.
Well, yeah, we wrote an article on
twin soul connection,
mystic connection. So we would really be complimented by you, by our listening audience, taking a look at that article.
Commenting, asking questions, because we really love to answer questions, especially when we're providing information other than the personal readings that we do here. You know, I respond online to those, and it's a great way to interact and to learn more.
Yeah. And, you know, not to beg for votes, but it's a nice feeling to get your likes and to your support. What do you call them? What's the internet talk to get their likes?
A thumbs up on the Facebook articles or, you know, like we have Neil Baker Psychic page. We also can be followed or friend requested on our Neil and Kristen Baker page. There's a Twitter account. So, yeah, it keeps our show going. You know, we provide these readings as a service to our callers, and this is it's a service. We've been doing, how many shows do we have? Over 360
shows. Over 300,
shows.
Yeah.
You know, so those are, you know, 360 hours of community service that we're giving, and this is not cost-based, obviously, and it's instruction aside from the readings that we're giving here online. So your support, so we can keep doing the show, really appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like any, you know, everybody who's in this business seeks those kinds of things. Radio stations seek it. So if you can be kind enough to just put something out there to show your support and your appreciation, we would appreciate it too, to see the numbers continuously go up.
Exactly. Okay, so we have several callers. We're going to try to get to everybody here. Maybe we'll go slightly over today if we need to, but we've got to give at least just simply 5 minutes per caller, Neil. So we've got to keep these somewhat brief. 618 is our next. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Luba. I'm from Illinois.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Luba, L-U-B-A. I'm from Illinois.
L-U-B-A.
Yeah,
I just welcome. Go ahead. Well,
thank you. I'm not exactly sure what to say, but I was wondering why I'm not doing things that I love. And I'm good at a lot of things, but I quit doing them a while ago, and I was wondering if there's something surrounding me that's blocking me. Because I can help other people. I want to do things for myself.
It'd be great to get a birth date. Can we get a birth date from you, Luba?
6/13/1956.
1956?
Yeah, 6/13. I was feeling a 6 around her. Ah, 6/7/8/9/10/20/21/3.
Let's see. We're working out just something real quick here, Luba.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. No, I did that right. 32/5. Wait, 6/7/8/9/10/20/31. 6/13/56.
Yes.
Is that right? Or
yes.
66.
56. 5/6.
5/6.
Oh, 5/6.
So she's a 31/4.
5/6. Got it. 5/6. I heard you say
my
something else.
Broke on my pencil.
31/4. So 5/6 would be.
She's a
31 years old.
And she's a 31.
Okay, let me ask you something, Luba. About two years ago, did you go through any rude breakup with anyone or any fight with anyone, anything that was, you know, not too pleasant?
Yeah, my daughter turned 18 and left. left the house.
Your
typical teenager.
Your daughter turned 18 and left two years ago.
She went on her own.
And did you have was there a bad connection, or has there been?
No, we were always great friends. She just changed. You know, wanted to be on her own.
So 2 years ago, when your daughter was 18, which is the breakup of the relationship amounted to her leaving, which altered the chemistry in your life.
Partially, yeah. I've been doing this for like 20 years now. I've stopped all the beautiful things I love to do.
You've been doing what for 20 years?
I haven't been doing much anything that I love for about 20 years, and I was wondering if there's an energy blocking me. I'm the creative artist. I think you were talking about a minute ago. I was an art teacher, and I do art, to sell paintings, and I just don't do anything. It just sits in my house for 20 years, and I look at them. I do nothing, no art. Every once in a while, I'll dabble in a clay or look at my brushes, but I don't do anything.
Yeah. Well,
if there's something there.
For 20 years, this has been going on, which is exactly 2 years, which is exactly the age of your daughter's life.
Oh.
So, you see what I'm saying? So when I said 18 years, 2 years ago, your daughter was 18, but and that was 2 years ago. So that means for 20 years, you've been like a creative artist, an artist, but not doing anything for 20 years. And that connects to the age of your daughter when I got her at 18 and she left home. So your depression, there's a certain element of your depression connected to you giving birth. Now, that doesn't mean that giving birth is a blessing and your daughter's a blessing and you're having a great time with her. I don't mean to imply that. But there's something to do with her birth that brought on a depression, probably from another element, Luba, that is explaining why you're so depressed about your art and not manifesting it further out in space. And that now demands a psychological examination to figure out why that's happening. But I think what I've done for you in the short reading is I've discovered where the root of your problem started. It has something to do with your daughter's birth. We don't know yet what that means. And it's not to imply that there's anything wrong with you and your daughter, but there's something to do with that time zone that we would have to be further investigated.
Okay, Luba, that's
okay, thank you.
That's as much as we have time for today, but you're always invited to call back, or you can contact 562-596-7818 for a longer discussion. And I should say, if you email regarding reading inquiries and things like that, you're going to be directed back to the phone number. So please do not email inquiries regarding readings. I'm the one who answers them. You're going to have to speak with Neil on the phone about those, because that's how we do it.
They can still speak to you, though, if they have any questions.
They can speak to me if they have questions, but if it's regarding readings or details regarding readings, I'm going to be directing you back to the phone number. But yeah, general questions, psychic questions, you can definitely send to the email. Psychic questions, I should say, about psychic energy, spirituality, things like that. Personal questions obviously are directed to the phone number I listed. Okay, 404-860-229 and 203 are our next callers. Hello, 404.
Hello.
Are you there? Hi, who's this?
Yeah. This is Charlotte. I'm in Alabama.
Oh, hi. Yeah,
okay,
we remember you. You had talked about you thought that there was some kind of curse on you, right? From a person in your...
Yes. Yes. Oh, I'm taking care of that. All of that is coming
good
for me. But I'm having
to
split.
Today?
My question today is: I had a vision this morning of a Chinese woman in a long red dress. Could you tell me why I had that vision this morning?
Okay. And you're 924-58?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
A vision of a Chinese woman in a long red dress?
Yes, and her face looked like someone drew it with a pencil. Like, you know, one of those things like those dividers, and they have the Chinese woman on them and the face.
Mm-hmm.
And the red dress went all the way to the floor, and then her face started to come closer to me. Then it got a little masculine, and it changed back to feminine.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes what happens, Charlotte, is we're not aware of the full content of our past life journeys. And for instance, in our past lives, we might have had a whole different bloodline. Maybe, you know, being born in. I did a reading with a guy, and I said, you know, you had a past life in China, and da da da, and you were Chinese. And he just looked at me, his mouth dropped, and said, you know that I spent a whole summer bicycling through China, and I even know why I want to go, but something compelled me to go to China, and I bicycled through China, and this now explains why I had this interest in China, because it doesn't come from anything in my past. So that can be. Also, do you have any Chinese art, dishes?
Yes.
Anything?
I love Chinese stuff.
Yeah. You see, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Because you didn't you didn't mention before that you just said you had a spirit. You didn't say you had items. So what I'm perceiving is you had a very enriching past life in China. I believe that in that regard, you kind imagine living in a little apartment with the beaded curtains separating rooms. Mm-hmm. And
I love
you,
those beaded curtains.
Yeah, you had that. You would serve tea and you gave readings.
Wow.
You were actually a psychic card reader, and you gave readings. This is a rush of energy that I'm getting to help explain your situation. And one of the spirit guides that you worked with now sees you back on the earth as Charlotte, living in Alabama, and going, "Oh my God, inside of you is the energy you once were that you worked with me, and man, I would love to connect to that energy again." Because you have to think of it in terms of past life progressions. And that's what it is. Nothing to be alarmed about. You can ignore it. But it's just there like an old cat came to see you.
I just wondered do I have time for another question?
No, we unfortunately, Charlotte, we've got several callers, but you can always call back.
I'll catch you next time. Thank you for the answer to that question. You have a good
day. You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got three more callers, Neil, in 12 minutes. So here we go. 860.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
My name is Stacy.
Hi. What's going on?
Stacy.
Yeah.
It's regarding to a new relationship that I've been in for like almost 3 months.
Okay, Stacey. And what's your birthday? What's your birthday, please?
It's October 18,
1989. Gosh, do we have another caller with an October 18th birth date on our last show? And what's the birthday of the person that, no, it wasn't you, it was somebody else, and I think a different year, but what was the birth date of the person you're involved with quickly, please?
It's March 16, 1992.
92.
What's the month?
3/16/92. 6/7/8/9/10.
20/31/34.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's been 3 months. Well, you have a past life. Oh, a huge past life with this person.
Okay.
So you've had a past life with this person. It was the past life was commingled with a lot of turmoil, trouble, conflict, love and hate and all that. And so what happened in that past life, there was an abrupt disruption. It caused a separation between the two of you. It almost feels environmental, like like something happened to the earth or the land or something, and one left the other, and the relationship was unresolved. But when the relationship was unresolved, it was also in conflict. But underneath the conflict was a lot of love. But it was just conflictual. So what happened was you both came back, and now you're back 3 months into it, trying to understand how to rejoin and make the relationship work, at least to relieve the karma, if nothing else, and then maybe move on together through life. I am getting a cat. Why am I getting a cat? Have you, a cat, C-A-T.
Oh, I have a cat.
Yeah. Okay, so you have a cat. So it's my little link of confirmation that this is a relationship that is joined together from a past life, trying to work its way through to find something enriching and fulfilling. And if not that, then at least to relieve the karma so you don't have to keep connecting all throughout lifetimes together. But there's hope in the relationship and something rather deep in the involvement between the two of you that is quite nice.
I know lately I don't know if I'm overanalyzing the situation. It's just that sometimes I feel like I'm being taken advantage of, but I'm afraid of telling them about it. I don't know. It's regarding to, money. He'll ask me for something. That only happens 3 times so far, so it's not, crazy. But.
Yeah. Well, you know, Stacey, it's going to have conflict. It's going to have conflict in it.
Yeah.
So that conflict that it's going to have, you can't avoid it. So that's going to be part of it. Well, okay. So that's not the worst thing that can happen. But you know, the distrust, not feeling right about things, that's from the conflict of the past life. But it's also from the element of who you both are today in this world and your maturity levels. But I will say it's a significant relationship. There's a meaning behind it, and just keep working with it.
Okay.
Hey.
Stacey, good luck.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and you can always let us know how things progress. So we're always here. And for further conversation, 562-596-7818. And as we said, please do join us on Facebook, on Twitter. You know, it's interesting because you can see all the correlations. It's crazy in the birth dates here. And someone had emailed asking about twin souls, you know, whether they and another partner were twin souls. And there were about 3 correlations they mentioned. But it's amazing, even in a karmic relationship, how the birth dates intermingle with one another. And, you know, we're going to be revealing so many secrets in our upcoming book. So anyway, let's bring on 229.
How many more do we have?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello, Carissa.
With a K or a C?
With a C.
Okay. And what's your birth date and location, please?
I live in Georgia, and my birthday is 9/21/81.
Okay. What's your question?
Yeah, I am living in a very, very difficult living situation, and I just want to know, I guess, when am I going to be able to get out of here?
Okay. When will she get out of here?
We got to get out of this place.
she probably doesn't know what you're talking about. She's too young.
Let's see. You're born, you are 34 years old.
Yes.
Well, your problem, you're master number 4. That's 8 times 4 is 32. You're 34. Oh. The problem you're having occurred as far back as 31. When you turned 31, something was triggered in your life, Carissa?
Carissa. Carissa. Yes, Carissa.
C-R-I-S-S-A?
C-A-R-I-S-S-A.
Just one.
Oh, something was triggered. Yeah. Something was triggered in your life at 31 that you haven't actually resolved yet. So at the age of 31, what was it, 3 years ago, did you go through a difficult time in that time zone?
It was really bad. It almost, I don't like to say this, but it was almost like the universe turned on me.
Yeah. Well, the universe turned on you because you reached that age and all the karma came at you like a big wave. All the karma from your past lives, it was all building up like the big tidal wave. And it hit you at 31 for you to face it and resolve it. And what happened was that didn't happen. You didn't resolve it. The wave, so to speak, crushed you down to the sand and buried your face in the sand. And you've been plagued with trouble since then. That is meaning that you need a certain aid or guidance to get you out of your karma, because you can't even see how to get out of it because your head's in the sand because of the wave, the karma. So what happens, what you have to do is you have to get someone you trust to help you move out of your conflicts, your turmoil. Someone that really knows how to do it, someone that is equipped to understand that. And then you're going to be doing fine. But until that time, you're kind of stuck. So have you ever had therapy? Have you ever had any kind of assistance with anybody, a mentor, a guide, a psychiatrist, a therapist, a psychic?
Yeah, I've tried, but I really have not been able to get much help, to be honest. And
Well, that's unfortunate. You need someone effective.
I
for one, don't have time on the radio to get into the element of, I have to ask you more questions to get into it, to understand the maneuvering of how to get you out of your karma. What I've been able to do for you is recognize that, yes, I validated you're in something. You're in a karmic zone. Can you be removed from it? Yes. How is it going to be done? That's a whole other story. That's like at least a half hour conversation, at least. So I can't do that on the radio. But I can tell you that, yeah, you're in a crisis, but it can't be removed. I wouldn't say that it's just going to remove itself. You need some kind of effective interaction, and I'm not sure what these other people have done to help you. Maybe they've done small parts, but no one's hit it in the core essence yet. So, but that's a start for you. I know it's not a complete answer, but I just don't have time on the radio to give you a complete answer.
Carissa, you can always contact Neil at 562-596-7818 for in-depth consultation. And you can try our show again. Sometimes we have more time. I mean, this is not something that can be solved in a radio show reading, but there are times where we have more space for
more
callers.
More space. You can call back on another radio show. You can call me personally. It doesn't matter. Or call somebody else.
The options are hers. And she can also follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio and join us on Facebook. 203, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. How are you both?
Hi. This is Pat.
Good. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Hi. 712-53.
What's going on, Pat?
I'm still looking for a good living caretaking job. You did tell me at one point quite some time ago, I think it was you, said I'd be working for a Navy guy, and in fact, I am now. And he's great, but the adult children who live here, it's just absolutely suffocating and demeaning. Anyway, do you see another job coming, another live-in job with my dog and I coming, and when?
You have a dog, is that what you said?
Yes.
So you need a job that will accommodate
your
dog. And do you live with the people you...
Yeah, because you can't...
Live in caretaking. I'm a CNA.
I do see it. I see it. It's going to be... So, and you're working with this Navy man now?
Yeah, I just want to affirm for you that I'm pretty sure it was you quite some time ago said I'd been working for a Navy guy, and things changed. I took a course and so on and so on, did get a job that didn't work, and then here I am. And during my interview, I walk out, and there's a huge book that says Navy, and I thought, wow. Just want to affirm that for you.
Okay, thank you. Well, this time, you know, as we move forward, you're probably moving through different people that you have connections with that you have to get through. So what I think is going to happen is the next one's going to be a woman who will love your dog, find the dog appealing. The dog's a loving dog, where the dog let other people hold it and hug it.
He's been abused, but every person I've taken care of, he's a better caretaker than I am. He just attaches himself. Yeah, becomes so loving and protective.
The dog has a great sensitivity to people who are ill. So let's work on a woman. Let's give it one, maybe 2 months, maybe shorter, but a window.
Okay.
And let me give you that today.
Okay, Pat. Sorry, it's short today. We just are running back
on time.
Good to
talk to you both. Thanks. Happy New Year.
You too. Happy New
Year.
Bye bye. And we've got one more caller, Neil, that's going to be a real short one, if we can bring them on. 731, are you there?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Sarah. My date of birth is 5/15/49.
5/15/49. Your name again, please?
Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah.
And your location?
I'm in Tennessee.
Okay. Question?
My question is, there's been a lot of strange things going. Like, one thing, my water went off. The hot water. So it was cold. And then one day, it was hot. So it's hot. Sometime, then it's cold. So I'm going to know what's going on. And I had taken some photographs, and there was nothing there. And then all of a sudden, there was this green orb with eyes just appeared in my photos. But now it's gone. So what's going on with me?
The element of you have a spirit form in your home. You have a spirit form in your home.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. Do you have an aunt that died, that crossed over? Any aunt?
Yes. I have two.
Now, And did
so which one would be the one? Okay, go ahead.
Which one had cancer? Which one had more of a troubled demise?
My Aunt Donna. Well, my other aunt had cancer. We didn't know it either. So, but one's been gone for about 30 years, and the other about four.
I know. And a lot of times our families who cross over, they don't like linger around, but there's something going on there. And did you have any sound connection with any of your aunts?
Yes, I had good relationships.
Yeah. And was there ever any troubling will in any part of the family history?
Troubling what, sir?
Will.
Will. A will. Issues.
Not an inheritance type will, but will in the individual character.
Will in the individual character. Well, there. My thought right now is that the feeling that the thing you're getting, the hot water going cold, the green orb, I don't think it's anything evil. I'm picking up that it's the spirit energy of one of your aunts. I'm not sure which one. And I don't know why the energies around you. Was there anything incomplete in any of their lives that they leave feeling like they were being taken too soon, or anything ill in that respect?
Well, the first aunt that crossed over, she had called me, and before I could get to where she was, she had crossed over, so she never got to tell me what she was trying to say.
Oh, then I think there must be something unresolved there. So it's coming to that zone. What you can do is now address this energy in your home as your aunt and talk out loud and just produce an energy field, a vibrational field, that you're aware that your aunt's energy is there, that you're speaking to her, and just say you love her she's invited to come into your dreams and talk to you. Comfort her. I think that's all this is. It's not serious, but there must be something commanding about the way she wants to have resolution.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, as I said, these are short readings today, and we're actually over, but we did want to take your call, and you're always welcome to connect again, but we've got to close for now. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And what's your number?
You're
you
very
say
welcome.
It so write it down.
Oh,
can you
well,
say it slower?
It's on the website as well. It's on Blog Talk Radio as well. So,
okay.
You know, you can go there, but I'll give it to you again, 562-596-7818.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. And we are back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for joining us.